Well, the thing I've picked up on has already been mentioned in a lot of the media and press, but it's such an exciting result, and that's the final result from a mission called Gravity Probe B, which was a satellite. It was a very ambitious project that was based around a satellite launched about 7 years ago. And the idea behind it was to test some predictions of Einstein's theory of general relativity. And you have this little satellite, and it orbits the Earth about 640 kilometres above the surface. And contained within the satellite, you have a telescope, and you've got four small gyroscopes. And at the start of the mission, the telescope and the gyroscopes are all completely aligned with a distant star. And then the satellite goes away and it orbits the Earth from pole to pole for about 50 weeks, so just short of a year. And then they compare the alignment of the gyroscopes with the alignment of the telescope, which has been kept pointing at the star. And what they're looking to measure is a gradual drift of the gyroscope axis from the original alignment. And you might expect this for two reasons, and they're both connected with the ideas of general relativity. The first is what we call a geodesic effect, is due to the way that mass curves space and time around it. And this would affect the alignment of the gyroscopes in one direction. Now, this effect is absolutely tiny, but it has been detected, and that was the first result from Gravity Probe B. But in a completely perpendicular direction, there should be another slight drift of the gyroscopes, and due to a much smaller effect, which again comes from general relativity, but it's the idea that if the Earth is rotating, there is this process, we call it frame dragging, where it actually drags and twists the space-time around with it. Now, the Earth is rotating fairly slowly, so as I say, this is an absolutely minuscule effect, this drift that they're looking for after 50 weeks. And this was the result that's been so hard to pull out the data. And there have been very systematic effects they've had to get rid of, but they're finally, after 7 years, they've decided that they have finally got this signal and can confirm this second prediction from Einstein's general relativity. So it's a nice finishing line to a very ambitious experiment. It's been successful in both scores. And I really like this kind of project because it's this idea of continual refinement and testing of the laws of physics. And I also like it because it's one of these experiments you can only really do if you go out into space. And, you know, for an astronomer, that's always a nice thought.
Those findings were released in a NASA announcement earlier this month, and a paper has been accepted for publication in Physical Review Letters.